Listen to 5 short monologues by people who need some medical help.
I'm here at A&E at the moment because I had a bit of an accident at work a short while ago. I was up on a ladder trying to get something from a high shelf in the warehouse and I fell off it. Anyway, I tried to save myself as I was falling, but when I landed on the ground, I landed on something sharp and I've got a small open wound on my arm. I'm confident that it's not too serious though, and getting a few stitches should be enough to sort it out. Hopefully, I won't need to be here for too long, as I can't stand hospitals.
I was admitted to hospital a few days ago as I'd picked up some sort of infection. Luckily, it's not sepsis, the fatal blood infection. The doctors have been able to establish that much so far, but they're still doing further tests to diagnose exactly what's wrong with me. It's hard for them to treat me, as I'm allergic to quite a few of the most common drugs.
I developed some breathing difficulties about an hour ago, and my housemate called the emergency services because he really thought I needed medical treatment. I have a condition called asthma, and I have to use an inhaler to help me breathe. When I was brought into A&E, they put me on oxygen, and they also did a full examination of my lungs to make sure everything's okay there. It is, apparently, so they just want to keep an eye on me for another hour or so, and then I'll be released.
I went running in the park this morning and took a bit of a tumble. Initially, when I got to my feet again, my ankle was a bit sore, but when I put more pressure on it, when I started running again, I felt this excruciating pain. I've quite simply never felt anything like it. I managed to limp home, where I immediately took several painkillers, put a cold compress on it and a tight bandage. Several hours later, and here I am. I had to come because I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm fairly certain it's sprained.
I've got type 1 diabetes, and I have to have insulin injections every day. But my diabetes is nothing to do with my having an unhealthy lifestyle. I'm not overweight. According to my CT scans, I don't have much visceral fat. That's internal fat around my organs, like my liver, for example. And I have a reasonably healthy lifestyle. In my case, it seems to be hereditary, as many of my relatives have this condition. It's a condition that has to be monitored very carefully.